kill us. Yeah, set in the back.
Good.
He wants to start. Hold on 1 second. Let's
Tom, what's the deal, bro? You nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
Oh man.
We'll start with an opening statement from Coach, and then we'll go to questions. I messed up. My apologies, everybody.
Oh man. You know, first of all, I want to thank God for this opportunity. And, man, I can't have enough words to describe the thankfulness for our fans. Right? Like, that was ridiculous out there. Like, I couldn't even talk in the huddles at times because it was so loud. And to have that kind of support behind you, right, and the energy that they bring, man, it's just incredible. It's just incredible. I was proud of our guys that we locked in. Coach Sutton did a great job with the scouting report. Yurk and Dream came up with an excellent plan defensively. We needed to improve our rebounding. I thought we did a better job. Part of that was scheme. Part of it was David playing, right? And he just brings so much to the table. And then it's tough to play on another team's home court. Right, it's just tough for those guys to travel and come play and stuff. So, they had won 5 of 6 games, and so they were playing at a high level. And so, I was very proud of how our guys responded.
Now we'll go down.
Coach, I asked Coach Golden about his perspective, I guess, of how you've rebuilt your program and how he's trying to rebuild his program. Both being first-year coaches, you obviously have done it different ways. You brought in a lot of transfers that are experienced and older. Why was that something that was so important to you in the portal?
Well, I mean, experience, like, usually trumps talent unless the talent is, like, exceptional. And so I just wanted some guys, really, who had some winning under their belt. And I didn't think, like, I just went straight with older guys, though. I mean, you know, like, I mean, Cam and Jarrell, you know, we brought in 2 freshmen and, you know, Taj and Dorian, you know, and so I felt like I balanced my roster. The blessing of the roster I took over was that Ish and Marquise were here, you know, and that really helped.
And then obviously Dave comes back and gives you guys some good energy in the first half as a big dub. What's it mean to just have him back energy-wise?
Well, energy, great, running the floor, his speed at his position. Right? Not a lot of guys that are as fast or as quick as he is at the positions that he can play. And defensively, like, he covers a lot of mistakes. So, like, we don't have to be in rotations as much. Since we're not in rotations as much, we have better blockout assignments. And so that really helps.
And last one I've got, Keontae obviously talked about how today could be emotional for him and everything that goes on with playing his former team. Were you able to have conversations with him before the game about handling all those different
kind of I just checked with him over the last few days and asked him how he was doing, what his thoughts were, gave him a chance to talk and stuff, and I thought, like, he handled it well. There's nothing that could prepare him for seeing Duke again, the trainer, you know, and so that was pretty special, that embrace at the end of the game.
Why do you think you guys were so special defensively?
I think our guys took pride in what happened at the second half at Iowa State and made a conscious effort to really be more locked in. I also believe that, you know, having David out there guarding the ball screen, it just makes a lot of difference for you.
Looking ahead just a little bit, going to Kansas, always a challenge for everybody in this league. I think what you guys have seen in other road venues is probably prepared for that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've had some great venues in this league. It's no longer just like one place that's, you know, got a great home court advantage. And the fact that we get to play in front of one all the time, we're used to a big crowd. So that's I think that's going to help us, our communication during that time. We've, as a staff, adjusted some of how we communicate with the guys because of the noise that our crowd makes. And so that's going to help us go in there. But, I mean, you know, you just, like, it's a game, right? We're going to go up there and we got to compete. And if we go up there and compete, we'll give ourselves a chance.
Coach, I know you've talked before about how Duncan and Leib are both 2 points, but then when you see Keontae go for that windmill, he doesn't quite get it. What's going through your head at that point?
No, I was like, go get it, young fella, and he just missed it. So, I mean, I thought he turned backwards and dunked it, but, I mean, it happens.
And I want to ask about Marquise today. 8 assists in the first half. He was really close to the first ever triple-double in his history. Just what made his performance so special?
He just managed the game. Their drop coverage in the ball screen, he did a great job of freezing both defenders and then making the right read. And I thought he managed the game incredibly, right? Just this study did a really good job in the first half. You know, they switched what they were doing in the second half a little bit. And, you know, I just – so that – we probably should have done a couple things a little different during that stretch where we struggled there. But then once we made the adjustment later on, we was able to get where we wanted to get to.
I mean, kind of an off-the-wall question, but is the Lavender out today? I know – a lot of fans that have been wanting to bring that back into K-State's culture. You haven't been here super long, but what were your thoughts on that and just the atmosphere and the jersey and all of the Lavender that was in the arena today?
You know I'm colorblind, right? Okay, all right. So, like, I don't know that it, like, makes that – because what was exciting to me was all the bodies in the stands and how excited they were and the noise. And, I mean, it was – that's what's exciting. If we wear purple or lavender or whatever, you know, my wife thinks I look good in lavender, so that helps. So.
Noteworthy progress with points in the paint, second chance points. How thrilled were you to see that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Noteworthy progress with the points in the paint, second chance points. So I guess how thrilled were you to see that?
I was, especially in the first half, 22-2, right? But then they opened the second half and went 16-2 on us. Right. And so that lull right there, that knowing that the other team, you know, is going to do something, we need to do a better job that first part of that second half where they cut into it. But overall, I was pleased.
In what way was rebounding a practice emphasis since Tuesday?
We showed film and then we just emphasized it in the 5-on-5. But I can't, like, overemphasize the importance of when you're not in rotations defensively, right? It's easier to block the guy out. But if I'm rotating to help you because you got beat, then somebody has to rotate to help me, and then that allows somebody a free run to the rim. And so the fact that David does such a great job with that, eliminating the rotations, it helps us to rebound. And you see our guards – I think they may have had 13 rebounds in the first half. My number might be a little bit off. But they get 13 rebounds because there's no rotations. Everybody's blocked out. They can go, you know, grab the ball because they're not trying to help somebody.
You and Coach Goldenberg got into a conversation around the 17-second mark of the play. After you called the timeout, they were still frustrated. What was that situation like and what went down there?
I've seen at the end of games – when the game is pretty much over and one team is pressing the other team, right? And so you've got a choice, right? You either let your guys get pressed twice in the backcourt and in the front court, right? Or you go score, right? And teams that go score, people say, oh, they're running the score up. They shouldn't have dunked the ball, right? And so I just wanted him to know that, look, if you're going to press, we're going to go score. I'm not going to let my guys get pressed 2 times. And I wasn't upset. I didn't mind if he kept pressing. I just didn't want him to be upset if we went and scored, because I just felt like I was doing our guys a disservice. We have a goal as a team to have 11 or less turnovers. And if we're going to let them press us and not press attack, that's my bad as a coach. And I actually took one of the turnovers, so we met our goal today.
Yeah.
it was really cool. As a fan, I wanted to see him have a good game. I wanted him to get the win. I think our team wanted him to get the win. You know, we knew it was important to him, even though he didn't make a big deal out of it. So.
Coach, I think you touched on it, but David's return to the court today. Can you please put yourself ahead?
Yes, yes. You know, I'm interested to see how his body recovers, you know, for Tuesday, because you're always going to have energy that first game, real first game back where you play, and it's just how we can have him recovered for Tuesday.
I want to ask you about Marquise, not even from a basketball standpoint, but from a personal and mental standpoint. How much has he matured since you first met him?
He's matured a ton, but he's helped me too, right? Like, this is not a one-way thing. Like, he is teaching me a lot. I might be teaching me as much as I'm teaching him, and our staff is teaching him. This is a collaboration. Keese is a 23-year-old young man who's played a lot of basketball, and he sees things out there, and he's learning how to see it the way we see it, and he's teaching us how to see some of the things that he sees. So, I mean, it's not just one way here.
Coach, you've been around this league a while. Big 12 SEC Challenge won't be here next year. Curious your thoughts on it and just kind of where it's located and just
overall. I don't think anybody likes to take a break in the middle of the conference schedule. I mean, if we're going to get a break, let's have a break, you know. I don't think Florida winning five of the last six SEC games wanted to go face somebody else. And, you know, like, yeah. So thankful for the win, but also thankful it's over. That was Duke. He was the trainer at Florida who took care of Keontae. And I just wanted to, because he helped us in the recruiting process to give us information and just help us as we was helping Keontae get back. And Duke's just a terrific guy. Keontae loves him, and I just wanted to give him a hug and thank him.
Anything else? Okay. Thank
All right.
you, Coach.
Go Cats.
Nice to have RJ here, Coach, today.
Oh, it was awesome. Awesome. For him to see that, right? I mean, oh, man.
What color does your quarter zip look to? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I know it's lavender.
But what does it look to you?